Welcome to the Right Read Podcast.
Now, at one point, did you say, man, that spreadsheet looks really cool, bro? That spreadsheet is so nice, bro. Like, man, that RAPM.
Alperen Şengün, you know what I mean? Turkish Hammer. Shout out Şengün, man. Pause.
Remember this.
Pistons
remember
fire,
this,
bro.
He's but, a scroll. I'm going to post that picture on the time. He is a scroll.
When you look at the teams that project to be above them, right, the Celtics, that's a top five defense, top five offense, right? The Sixers, if Embiid is healthy, that's a top five defense, top five offense, right?
Like, it's different when you got to, like, share the touches with another good, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, it's
like,
different.
Like a winning environment.
Yeah, when you're trying to, like, win games and stuff, bro.
The reason my tagline is development isn't linear is because of situations like D-Book. It's because of situations like that where, like, a dude's dropping 70 and they're like, ooh, he's a losing player. He must not be very good. So, like, that's cool and all. Bro, I'm going to be battling so many Pistons fans allegations after this.
You definitely are.
If Beast is your best shooter, I know what you are, bro. I know what your team is. You win 17 games. Aura. Hey, I'm satisfying your aura. Hey, he had a good shooting, too.
Good?
Why have aura? Why just have analytics? You can have both.
I don't know if he has.
Cut to him.
Does he have either? It's the question. Like, we'll get to later.
Yeah, let's go.
But I think I look at. Dang. I think the aura was too much. That's and not, y'all see what happened, bro?
That's not the first time Jalen's let me down.
Oh, that's messed up.